It is a Sabbath afternoon. Today was the Adventurers Day for the Texas Conference at the church. Sue was the coordinator, and the emphasis was on children honoring their parents, showing them love. Seems like it was a good day. It was a very efficient service. My people were a bit surprised because they got out much earlier than they normally do. But everyone was hanging around. It was a feel-good experience. Of course, nothing goes without a hiccup or two, but on the landscape, they were minor blips. So we're grateful for that. Last night, the team of literature evangelists that Java Madison had asked if they could stay with us came in. They came in about 11:30 last night. They're led by two guys named Eli and Chris. And there are about 10 of them. It's about half and half, male and female. And they'll be staying with us for the summer, selling books. They've got cookbooks to sell and other things, and that'll help them earn their fees to get back to school. Entrepreneurial and enterprising young people. In addition to that, though, they will go into the neighborhoods and do a survey for us to see if individuals are interested in taking Bible studies. And that's pretty exciting because we have the Abundant Life Summer Revival coming up July 9 through 22. And my goal is to have a big graduation on opening night, July 9. So the literature evangelist will go through first and see who's interested. And then I've got a total of 6 Bible workers, 2 from Oakwood who are students, and then 4 professional Bible workers who will be coming in and following up and touching bases with those people who the literature evangelists make the first contact with to see if they can actually take them through a Bible study. And again, the goal is to have them graduate by opening night. We just believe that the power is in the Word, and that if people come to understand that Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly, that He as the truth makes us free, and that truth in and of itself is liberating, that as people understand what the Bible has to teach about what happens to us, not only in life, but after this life is over, a lot of the mysticism and spirituality that spooks people out, all that goes out the door when we understand the truth about what the Bible teaches about what happens when life ceases. What the Bible teaches about the body being a good thing. We reject the idea of Greek dualism, light, darkness, and that the body is a prison from which we need to be freed. But that when God created everything in those first literal 6 days, He declared everything good. And so the body and the spirit and the soul are all good. They're all what God intended. And so we must take care of this as a sign of our gratitude to the Creator. We believe that that's liberating. The understanding that that life is not linear, I mean cyclical, but linear, that what we are in is headed somewhere, that all of creation is headed towards its redemption, that God at one point in history spoke the world into existence, and that God will redeem this world, and so He's coming again. And that gives great hope in the midst of so much international conflict and confusion. That God has given us His Spirit, and as such, He has gifted each one of us uniquely, that there is purpose for each one of our lives. That when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, we have something unique that we can add to the kingdom of God that will strengthen us all as we walk through this life, and that will prepare us for his soon return. And that the Bible says that Christ not only gave us his Holy Spirit, but that he also ever liveth to make intercession for us. And what a beautiful thing that is, that as we trip and fall and stumble through this life, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Someone who is an intercessor, stands in the presence of God, as our high priest, as our substitute, and as our surety. What good news that while we give ourselves to God as living sacrifices, at the same time, we in and of ourselves are weak, prone to wander, is how one hymn writer said it, prone to leave the God we love, but we have an intercessor, we have an advocate, and so we do not have to move through this life alone, nor will we have to stand before the judgment bar of God in and of our own selves, but we are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. These are all of the things that we want to share between July 9 and 22 in our Abundant Life Summer Revival. And just believing that people's lives will be markedly transformed by this good news. So join us in prayer between now and then. I'm asking my members to pray about 3 to 5 people they would love to see and invite to come and hear these messages. And we also want to pray for our neighbors and the neighborhood. Just believe that this message really is transformative. I often say to my members that many of you would not be alive if it weren't for this message. There's so much that we take for granted, and we just have to believe that it is powerful enough and that people will be changed for the better. We are not under any delusion that our church is perfect. We've got a lot of problems because we're all people, but we're striving to become more like him and to be more of what he called us and designed the church to be. So we're all works in progress, but I think we're headed in the right direction. So pray with us. If you want to be a blessing to this upcoming evangelistic series, you can text Who Worship to 77477. Again, text Who Worship, WHOWORSHIP as in Paul, to 77477. Or you can go onto the website, www.whoworship.org. That's www.whoworship.org. I am Pastor Keith Goodman, Senior Pastor of the World Harvest Outreach Seventh-day Adventist Church, located at 10,800 A. Scott Street in Houston, Texas. And we're just out there trying to do the Lord's will and trying to change some lives for the better.